dependable neighbor and home for Region 15 CKASM. He's Randy Rothstein. I'm Kirby Hemmish. Runts, we've seen three. Two more to go here on our Saturday and two big ones left.
The region has not disappointed us yet in as far as quality of baseball. We had a great game last night, a great 2-1 game earlier today where St. Martin defeats Spring Hill. Just had an awesome game between Luxembourg and Farming, 6-3. No blowouts. I don't expect this to be a blowout either. These two teams know each other too well. It's probably going to be more contentious than all the other games.
It's we mentioned it a few times. When you get those two teams that are in the same division, that's always a fun matchup, and that's what we got right here by two Stearns County League North teams, the New Munich Silver Streaks and the Meyer Grove Grovers. And those Melrose boys, they know a lot about each other, don't they, Runts?
Gosh, they do. It's almost like the Richmond and Cold Spring Rockies game, Kirby, when you have all these kids that have gone to high school together, played their probably Legion ball together. They know each other so well. And then both teams, they're throwing their aces today. It's like they understand the importance winning that first game.
That's what's fun about regions in the first round. And I'm not breaking any news to you. You've been doing this for 30 years now, but you get good on good in the first round matchups, and everyone starts at the top with their rotation, going with their ace for the most part. And it's been a treat, and we're expecting another treat yet here this afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. They're doing the starting lineups right now. And thanks to Scott back at the studios in Albany. Thank you to St. Cloud Diocese for getting us that Catholic Mass today. And those of you that are distance going to church yet, you got your Catholic Mass in, you get your baseball in, and yeah, there you go. Kirby, our game brought to you by our Region 15C sponsors, Rosa Lumber Company, Greenwell Pub, Rosa Grain and Feed, Peps Pork of Rural Spring Hill, BNS Excavating, over in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet, Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber True Valley of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, Central Minnesota Realty. Yeah, that's Matt Imdick. He's going to get the start today, Matt's team. His other team is out on the field.
He paid you to say that?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm sure he's going to like it. We have a Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. We gave Leo a little work today. Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo out of New London. Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Darren Lynn's 5 Sox Center, Ecker Feed Service in New Munich, John Dold, Century 21 First Realtor, saw Johnny here the game last night, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM of Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, right there on the Rich Spring Golf Course, and Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Kerb.
That's our region sponsors, and this doesn't happen without those fine folks, and we thank them so much. As we're sitting at about, a minute before game time, why don't we take a one-minute timeout, and we'll come back. Randy will have starting lineups for you. The first pitch between the New Munich Silver Streaks and the Meyer Grove Grovers, that's coming up. It's 1 minute. It's Regions of Baseball. Happy Saturday, everybody. We're back in a minute on KASM.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or ticket-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked the Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546.
Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber Melrose and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Region 15C baseball on your Saturday afternoon, and we got a good one coming here between a couple Stearns County League North foes. Randy Rothstein, that starting lineup.
For the Meyer Grove Grovers, they'll face Ty Reller. Tyler Marshall leads it off in center. Tanner Klophock batting second in left field. Colton Meyer will bat third. He's at first base. Alex Welly bats fourth, doing the catching. Jordan Klophock batting fifth. That's short. Kurt Marthaler will bat sixth. He's the DH. Josh Relke bats seventh at third base. Andrew Welly will bat eighth. In right field, Jaron Klophock batting ninth at second base. And Matt Indick on the mound gets the ball for the Grovers today. For New Munich, Carter Beer will lead it off in left field. Hunter Rademacher batting second in right. Will Funkel bat third at short. Ty Reller bats fourth, doing the pitching. Joe Stangler will bat fifth, doing the catching today. Logan Funk bats sixth as DH. Nolan Sandel bats seventh. He's at first base. Caden Sandel bat eighth. At second base, Jaken Hinnenkamp bats ninth. He's in center field, and Tanner Reeland will play at third, and he'll be DH4.
There we go. Thank you, Randy, as we are underway. The left-handed Ty Reller first offering right down Red River, right across the plate as a strike burned in on Tyler Macho. As the lefty, he's pitching like he's got somewhere to be. That's swung on and missed by Macho. Quickly 0-2. Streaks in the field. It's Reeland over at third. Shortstop Will Funk at second base. Caden Sand, first base. Nolan Sand has two strikes to count on Tyler Macho as Ty Reller's 0-2 pitch. Off the plate right there. Judging by the first three pitches, Randy, safe to say Ty's loose.
Mm-hmm. You know, we asked David Jonas if we could start at 5:30. He delivered.
We appreciate that, Davey. You bet. We wanted a 5:30 start, and that's what we got here in Cold Spring. 2-2 the count right now. It's Tyler Macho to be followed by Tanner Klophock and Colton Meyer. 2-2 pitch. That's hit in the air to center field. Right on it in center is Jacob Hinnenkamp. Hard contact by Macho, but they got a guy there for out number one.
Yeah, that old cliche, he hit it square with a round bat and a round ball, right?
It's hardest thing to do in sports, some would say. Yeah. Round bat, round ball. As Tanner Klophock steps into the batter's box, as Reller ready to rock once again, Ty's first offering to Tanner, that is cut on and missed. You see a guy like Reller, and you know those Grovers have seen him plenty of times, but still got some stuff out there, doesn't he, Randy?
Yes, he does.
One strike pitch tapped on the ground to third. Knocked down nicely by Reeland. He throws across the diamond in time. Sand adjusts nicely as Nolan comes into foul territory to make the play. 5-3 for out number two. Two quick ones, and that'll bring Colton Meyer to the plate.
I did my game of the week in New Munich. It's probably 3 weeks ago, and Nolan Sand, I got to see him at first base. The kid is like 6'6". He's got long arms, long legs, and when he went into foul ground there to get that ball, it's like you can throw it in a huge area.
Yeah, I mean, if his arm could go up, if he could jump, you know, he could get to about 10 feet and be about 10 feet wide. You're looking at, 100 square feet of a door frame to throw at over there?
I know.
Meyer looks at a strike and then swings through an off-speed pitch. Colton's in a hole at 0-2. Reller ready once again. Stangler sitting up outside. 0-2 pitch that's missing, apparently. 1-2 the count. In left field for New Munich, it is Carter Beer in center field. Jacob Hinnenkamp in right field for the Streaks. Hunter Rademacher. 1-2 pitch. That's down and away. Moves our count to 2-2. The catcher is the veteran Joe Stangler. Ty Reller on the mound. 2-2 the count as the left-hander is ready. He got two quick ones. Comes back, his 2-2. That smash down the third baseline. Colton was ready for that one. That big horse crushes it into left for our game's first single.
Tanner Reeland just kind of glanced. That ball was by him so quick, he never had a chance to even dive or get a glove on it.
Plenty of barrel on that one for Colton.
The old adage was that the umpires wore blue. Tonight they're wearing black, Kirby.
So is that what you would yell from the dugout?
Well, I wouldn't. I would yell, hey, ump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some respect for your umpire. Yes. I like it. Alex Welly to the batter's box. He's the manager for Meyer Grove in that cleanup spot. He'll do the catching this afternoon and into this evening. Good crowd on hand. They've seen two good ones. They've got two more to watch as well as the first offering off-speed missing high with a ball from Ty Reller. As Reller looking in, lead at first base for Colton Meyer. Sand holding him there. As that 1-0 offering that is fouled at home plate by Welly evens it up at 1-1. I look over at Nolan Sand as you were talking about him, Randy, how he's got long arms and legs and athletic, and he's left-handed. First baseman's dream. 1-1 the count. As Reller with a long look into Stengler. Now he's on the same page. Ty Reddy, 1-1 pitch. That's cut on and missed. Now 1-2. Joe's an active body back there. He's not that stoic Cole Schmitz, Brian Schlungen style. He's going to be moving and talking, isn't he?
I would think he is always moving and talking, yes. I've caught a few, or actually umped a few games with Joe at the plate, too. And, yeah, constantly talking. Kind of like a Nathan Terrace.
Must be a Melrose thing, huh?
Yeah, and you had mentioned Nathan, a 2001 grad. I'm sure Joe was right behind Nathan
03,
there.
Yep.
Yeah, yep.
He was an 03 grad from Melrose.
So they handed the pads off to each other somewhere along the way, right?
I bet. Moved it from one locker to the other. 1-2 the count. Welly staying tough in there. Reddy, is that pitch fouled away once again? Some bullets and the people on the...
I'm hearing a little buzz. Are
yeah.
they coming, those line drives coming close to people on the sports deck or not?
I don't know if it's on the deck or if they're checking out what's happening
in the
parking lot. Maybe Leo should be made aware of what's going on over there. 1-2 the count. Reller set. He stands straight up on that mound. 1-2 pitch. That's fouled away once again. Good battle right here between Alex Welly and Ty Reller.
Alex Welly's a ball shagger's dream.
Yeah.
We can make a little money on you, buddy.
They're feeding the cup tonight as 1-2 the count. Reller with a long pause. Now he's set. Lefty comes home. 1-2 pitch. Off speed. Tapped foul down the third baseline. Jacob Imdick coaching third over there. He wanted nothing to do with that ball hit off the bat of Alex Welly. Reller got those two quick outs. He got Macho to fly out on that line out to Hinnenkamp in center. Then the ground out to Tanner Reeland at third. Meyer battled and singled. Welly's battling. 1-2 pitch. That's smashed on the first baseline, but that'll twist foul as well.
What an at bat for Alex Welly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 foul balls at least, I'd say, from Alex Welly. Seeing the arsenal of Ty Reller. No, I'm not talking Tanner. 1-2 the count. Good battle right here as Reller set. 1-2 pitch. Fouled away again. Umpire saying, yeah, I'm out of balls. So on deck hitter. Jordan Klopach tossing one in. My dad runs out there to give two as well. You got to bring some balls at the ballpark, especially if Alex Welly's going to deposit a few
exactly.
of them.
Exactly. Tony Cummett, the umpire behind home plate, getting himself a little breather too. Michael Gambrino, Mr. Gambrino on the base paths.
1-2. Reller comes home. 1-2 pitch. Popped up, foul, and out of play. This is where if you're in the other team's dugout, you're yelling, between the lines, Alex.
Ty Reller threw up his hands. I don't know what to throw him. I've thrown him all these different pitches.
This next one might have hit him right in that 7 on the back just to get him out of the box, huh? Reller set after he gets the sign from Stengler. Meyer's been on first base for a while. If this was 3-2, he'd need an oxygen tank by now. Is this pitch on the corner, strike 3. The marathon comes to an end. With the punch out looking, strikeout number 1 for Ty Reller. That does it for the Grovers. In the first, no runs, one hit. There was no New Munich errors, one runner left on base. It is a score after a half an inning. Meyer Grove 0, New Munich coming to bat. Region 15C baseball action here on your Saturday afternoon. We'll be back in a minute with the bottom of the first on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Cold Spring. As it's the top of the order, obviously, for New Munich here in the bottom of the first inning. Carter Beer, Hunter Rademacher, Will Funk, they get their first kick at the can against Matt Imdick, the veteran hurler for the Meyer Grove Grovers, as Imdick will do the pitching today. As Carter Beer into the batter's box, left-handed hitting Carter Beer. Imdick working all the way over on the first base side of the rubber. First offering to Beer, off speed pitch, missing outside for a ball. Defensively for Meyer Grove, it's Josh Relke at third base, Jordan Klopach at shortstop, second base, Jaron Klopach, and at first base, Colton Meyer. As the 1-0 pitch drops in there for a strike to Carter Beer, evens it up at 1-1. Imdick right back, 1-1 pitch, that's popped up into short center field. Jordan Klopach out on the outfield grass, he'll make the catch. F6 for an easy out number one. We've got a bat girl tonight, Randy.
Look at that.
Key indicator, pink cleats. Unless it's Fernando Tatis Jr. It's,
I thought one of Joe Stengler's daughters maybe was bat girl.
Is that right?
I think so.
What we got on the, they put him on the lineup card? We got Kenzie Stengler and Cooper Toole. So
Jimmy Toole's son?
I'd say Kenzie Stengler would be
Joe's daughter.
Joe's daughter. There we go. As Hunter Rademacher into the batter's box. As Imdick ready. First offering to Rademacher fouled at home plate. In left field for Meyer Grove, it's Tanner Klopach. Center field, Tyler Macho. And in right field, Andrew Welly. The catcher is Alex Welly. Matt Imdick doing the pitching. Scoreless first inning here as we welcome you to Cold Spring Baseball Park as the one-strike off-speed pitch missing outside. Imdick evens it up at 1-1. As the 1-1 offering, that is hit on the ground towards second. Jaron Klopach hangs out there. He gobbles it up, flips it over to Colton Meyer, 4-3 for a quick out number two. So each pitcher starting with two quick ones at the top of the order, and that will bring third-place hitter Will Funk to the batter's box. We saw the Meyer Grove third-place hitter with some pop in his bat. You know, this guy's got plenty of pop in his bat, too.
And he just, he's seen baseballs and baseballs and baseballs since probably in the batting cage back in January and February when he played for St. Cloud Technical College. Yeah, part of that team.
February, April, or February, March, April, May, June, July, August. He's looking at 7 months of ball, Randy.
Those, exactly.
Those hands know just what to do as he looks at a strike right there from Matt Imdick. Imdick gets the sign from Alex Welly and comes right back. His one-strike offering, that is missing down and away, to even it up at 1-1. Meyer Grove in their red uniforms, got the white pants, red stripe down the side, says Meyer Grove across the front as the pitch waved at and missed by Will Funk. Streaks are out with their white-on-whites, says New Munich in black lettering across, a little black stripe down the sides. Black numbers on the back. 1-2 offering from Imdick to Funk is tapped up the first baseline. That'll twist foul. Colton Meyer gets it before Joe Hoppe does. And the count will stay at 1-2.
Kirby scoreboard. Kimball comes from behind, a 5-run eighth inning, and Kimball beats the Sartell Stone Ponies 9-7. 9-7, 11C. So Kimball moves on.
Rough day for the Sartell teams in Sartell. Both of them taking one on the chin as Imdick, very deliberate and slow as this pitch hit on the ground to third under the glove of Josh Relke. That second hop, Randy, didn't come up as much as Josh was anticipating. And aboard is Will Funk with two away. As the official scorer, I am going to ask for help on that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's a play. She almost look, it needs to be made.
There we go. All I had to hear. There's our game's first error as an error on Josh Relke over at third base. Brings Ty Reller to the plate. First offering to Ty. Pitch missing outside for a ball. One ball, the count. Reller looking to help his cause here. As that pitch missing outside for a ball. And you know, traditionally, you've had pitchers over the years who like to take their time off. You know, even if they are in the lineup, maybe not going as hard. This guy doesn't sit still. I remember him from his high school basketball days. Ty Reller, he could run all day and all night. As there goes Funk with the pitch. Pitch missing down and away. Welly's throw down to second. Not in time as Will Funk slides in safely into second base with the stolen base. And into scoring position is Will Funk.
Painesville and Raymond tied 2-2, top of the 10th, down in 4C.
Pitch was a strike to tie, so 2-1 the count. We thank Randy for the updates. Ooh. As a pickoff attempt. Bang, bang, as Imdick with a quick move there. As Jordan Klopach came in from behind of Will Funk. Got back safely, though, did Willie. 2-1 the count. Imdick set. 2-1 pitch to Reller. That is popped up. That'll be foul. Over for a look, and that ball's going to drop harmlessly. Klopach. Relke over. Nobody able to get there.
Just wasn't hit high enough for anybody to get to that location. No.
Count stays put at 2-2. If the grass was wet earlier, she's bone dry right now,
yes,
Randy.
It
that
is.
Nice little wind, and we've had the rain stay away. I touch wood. Don't worry. 2-2 the count. Imdick's 2-2 pitch. Reller pops this one. This is into short left. Coming on is Tanner Klopach. He had that played perfectly, coming in nicely to make that catch in very shallow left field to retire Reller and retire the streaks here in the first. They scored no runs on no hits. There was one Meyer Grove error, one runner left on base. We've played one, and nobody scored. We're on to the second inning, coming up in 1 minute, right here on your home for Region 15C, KASM.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes the difference.
For the Grovers in the second, it'll be Jordan Klopach as he steps in, looks at a first pitch ball from Ty Reller. As Reller right back is 1-0 offering that is fouled into the screen. Big boy hack at that from Jordan. Evens us up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. It'll be Klopach, Kurt Marthaler, Josh Relke due up for Meyer Grove here as the 1-1 offering. Breaking ball drops in nicely. Moving our count to 1-2. 1-2 the count. As Reller ready to rock again, the lefty comes home. 1-2 pitch, missing way up and way away. We'll even it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count to Jordan Klopach. As the 2-2 pitch, that's tapped up the third base line. That'll twist foul.
Just some of my recent experiences, I would say the last 4, 5, 6 years, just covering the Dick Putt Show and following these teams. I mean, Meyer Grove can single you to death. They have hitters on that team. Unbelievable.
Pitch swung on and missed right there from Jordan Klopach as Reller picks up his second strikeout and his many batters for out number one.
And New Munich plays more of a controlled game. I mean, their scores aren't necessarily high all the time. Very close games, it seems like. The New Munich Silver Streaks, there's never, it seems to be blowouts.
They get you when they get you, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah.
When they get the guys on, they seem to cash in. But then it'll seem like they don't have a base runner for 3-4 innings. First pitch missing high for a ball to Kurt Marthaler. As Reller rocks and fires his 1-0 offering. That is off the plate for a ball. Now 2-0. 2-0 the count to the Meyer Grove designated hitter. He's hitting for Matt Imdick here today. As Reller ready, 2-0 pitch. That runs in there for a strike. Now 2-1. So Ty Reller, mid-teens graduate, I'd say, is the 2-1 pitch. Missing for a ball. He's been a Silver Streak now for, I don't know, he got about 6, 7 years
by now.
Yeah, I think
he's like 14, 14 or so.
Yeah. I got a guy in that dugout too, Jimmy Toole, where a few of these guys have faced him you know, over 100 times. It's a 3-1 pitch missing in, and Meyer Grove has a base runner on the walk. Back to your playing days, who was the guys that you faced just 1,000 times?
Well, you know, back in the day, it seemed like Tom Schleppers from Farming pitched all the time. When you'd play Farming, you'd get to see Tommy Schlepper. Just looking at St. Martin, Dwayne Schmidt, they called him Boehner. Boehner always threw back in the day.
Reller's first offering to third baseman Josh Reelke fouled into the netting. So you're just talking those South games, South, because you see him twice.
And I mean,
yeah.
Over in the North, Campson, Keith Campson would pitch a lot.
Is that an Al Rosa name?
That's an Al Rosa name.
There we go.
Bet. Yep.
One strike offering to Reelke. That slashed into right field. Josh smokes one to right. Marthaler checks into second. He'll stay right there. And the Grovers go walking a single to get runners at first and second here with one down. And the batter will be Andrew Welly.
Steve Welly from Spring Hill. They called him Beaver. Beaver would always pitch against us. I know, you know, Jim Toole, I don't want to, like, reveal his age, but Jim pitched when I was playing.
You faced it. Jimmy.
Yeah, I faced Jimmy Toole. Yeah. But, yeah, there's just a lot of good players from the past. And we all live generation to generation, and each generation has their stars. They're good players.
That's the way she works. Two on, and one out is Reller's first offering. This pitch popped up into short center field. Will Funk wants it. That'll be an infield fly called by the base umpire, which is Michael Giambruno. Infield fly on the first pitch retires Andrew Welly for a big out number two for Ty Reller. Everybody stays put, and it's up to the nine hitter, Jaron Klopach.
You know, I always get a kick out of talking to, I call them the old timers, but I'm starting to get to be the old timer. And you talk about how they played the game back in the day, and I think we could have handled today's pitching no problem and stuff like that. And then you see some of today's stars, and it's like, gosh, I don't know.
First pitch swinging, Jaron Klopach softly hits it up the first baseline. Nolan Sand wins the race to the base for out number three. That does it for the Grovers in the second. They score no runs on one hit. There were no New Munich Airs, two runners left on base. More stories from yesteryear in 1 minute with Randy and Kirby right here on KASM.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Be sure to come by for Corky's weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has pull tabs and e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. We'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Nancy Mathiasen, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Bottom of the second, Joe Stengler steps into the batter's box. It'll be Stengler, Logan Funk, and Nolan Sand due up for the Silver Streaks as Matt Imdick makes his way back out onto the mound. Randy, did you ever face Mr. Imdick, or is that a little too old for your generation?
You know, I actually did. I faced Matt when he was a really, really young pitcher.
Sure. It's the circle of baseball. Now you're
circle
broadcasting his games. The 1-0 offering to Stengler, that's in there for a strike. So where I was getting at with the whole premise of this conversation is the fact that 20-year veteran like Joe Stengler and a multi-decade veteran like Matt Imdick, they probably got a couple of matchups over the years with one another.
Oh, I exactly. It's and you know, a lot of those games, they probably remember highlights like you do from games. Baseball players just have that knack.
Sticks in your head as the 2-1 pitch. That's missing inside. Joe just begging it to hit him. It couldn't quite run in there close enough. Joe's looking for any way on base. 3-1 the count right now to the Silver Streak catcher. Scoreless here in the bottom of the third inning, or bottom of the second inning, excuse me, as there's a walk issued to Joe Stengler. Stengler is aboard. That'll bring Logan Funk to the plate. You can hear Joe Hoppe over at first base. He's thinking like I used to think, or still think, when you see a lefty up with the first baseman Colton Meyer holding him on. Nice hole right here. Let's use it. That's what Joe Hoppe was yelling at Logan Funk. As first offering from Imdick is in there for a strike to Logan Funk.
Played baseball a lot against Logan's dad, Jeff Funk.
Logan and Will, brothers?
Logan and Will are...
cousins?
No.
As distant cousins?
They're maybe second cousins. Yeah, I think Jeff Funk and Carl Funk.
Okay.
They're brothers. And then there was Chad Funk and Darren Funk. Yeah. They're brothers. And then Will Funk, his father lives in Sox Center, I believe. So
okay.
Will's dad and like Chad's dad.
Would be brothers. Yeah. There we go. 1-2 the count to Logan Funk as he swings through an Imdick heater. Leadoff man on in the form of Joe Stengler. He's at first. 1-2 pitch just off the corner right there. Good nibble by Imdick. Plate umpire doesn't bite. That's Tony Cummett.
He's had a good strike zone so far. Got to give him credit.
Through a few innings, yeah, he's been good. As this pitch skied into center field, Macho right on it. Tyler drifts in a few steps, makes the catch to retire Nolan Sand for out number one.
That might have been Logan Funk.
Excuse me. Yeah, Logan Funk. Get ahead of myself from time to time. That'll bring Nolan Sand to the plate as Funk is retired. Stengler aboard at first inning. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the second. As the right-hander Imdick set, the first offering that's missing away. One ball, the count. Meyer Grove center fielder Tyler Macho playing about right in the middle of center field, huh? If you drew a line from to the mound to second base to that little window there, he'd be right on it. As this pitch has popped up to the aforementioned Tyler Macho, he drifts over to right center to make the catch. F8 for out number two to retire Nolan Sand, and that'll bring Caden Sand to the plate.
And where Tyler was standing, you can kind of see that's probably grass that's packed down a little bit more out there, a little darker color.
You were telling me about a tweet you read a couple weeks ago. Cold Spring Baseball Park hosted a Legion playoff tournament,
yes,
and a VF district tournament as the first offering in there for a strike to Caden Sand. Plus, the Springers had the Nick Bell Classic, and the Rockies had a couple playoff games. They had upwards of 20-some-odd games here that week?
Over 20-some games, yeah, within that week.
Off-speed pitch is hit into short right field. Jaron Klopach drifts back onto the grass to make the catch to retire Caden Sand for out number three, and that does it for the streaks in the second. No runs on no hits. There were no Meyer Grove errors. One runner left on base. We've played two. We are still scoreless. On to the third, coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297.
Hands down, the town's favorite pub, it's Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. You won't break the bank eating out at Trapper's. Give the daily specials a try. Monday, it's an $8 single-topping pizza. On Tuesday, taco night, enjoy beef taco for $7 or a chicken taco for $8. Wednesday, $6 burger baskets are a customer favorite. Thursday is always chef's choice. And Friday, give the fish special your attention. Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming invites you to enjoy a favorite beverage, try a daily special, or order off the menu 7 days a week. For takeouts or catering, phone 548-3700.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. At all your feet.
And boom, boom, boom to the third inning we go. And with the call, it's Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Kirby. Leading it off for Meyer Grove will be Jaron Klopach, the number 9 hitter for the Grovers. And the first pitch from Ty Reller inside of all, 1-0. Jaron Klopach, Tyler Macho, and Tanner Klopach here in the third inning for Meyer Grove. Another pitch from Ty Reller, low one in the strike zone. And the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Oh, it is Tyler Mushell leading it off. I'm sorry. Jaron made the last out. Now, I kept looking at him.
You don't look like Jaron Klopp.
No, you look like Tyler Mushell. You got it.
Those guys related.
So the count, two balls and a strike to Tyler. And a swing and a miss. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Tyrell already. And the pitch, a swing and a miss, and Masho out on strikes.
Punch out number three for Ty Reller as he gets Masho to go. And Ty kind of, he just has this, I don't know if you'd call it an effect or something on you, but he gets into that groove, Randy, and it's like, oh boy, we got
exactly.
We got our hands full.
Tanner Klaphawk taps this one down the third baseline, and Reller hops off the mound, makes sure it stays foul, and the count 0-1 to Tanner Klaphawk. Stick around. Our post-game show will name that Chasm coveted hat player of the game. Just presented it to Sam Eiten, and he said, yeah, I was listening to you guys, and I told myself I really want one of them hats.
Oh, providing motivation. So all right.
He was very appreciative of the hat.
My brother-in-law, DJ Schleicher, said last night when he saw Dalton Thielen get that coveted cap, he said, yep. Well, what the heck? When I won Player of the Game a couple of years ago, all I got was free A&W.
Yeah, yeah. One ball, one strike, the count to Tanner Klaphawk. Two balls and a strike to Tanner. Tanner 0 for 1 tonight, grounded to third in his first at-bat. There's a pitch that's a called strike, and now 2-2. One out, nobody on for the Grovers here in the third. This game's scoreless. Meyer Grove with a couple hits so far. New Munich still looking for that first knock. Pitch strike three called as Klaphawk gets caught looking. He thought that was inside, but boy, Reller just blazed a fastball by him after maybe throwing some of that off speed.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's got this quality to him that he just gets in that zone. If you're going to get him early, because if he gets going, he gets going.
This will bring Colton Meyer to the plate. Colton with one of the two hits off of Ty Reller thus far. First pitch to Colton, a ball, 1-0. Breaking ball that misses outside in the count, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Reller kicks, delivers, and outside, 3-0.
So much for that coming right at you. Granted, Colton did have the hardest hit ball of the day. Ty with nobody on. Maybe he doesn't want to get too cute.
Strike on the outside corner and 3-1. Yeah, he just blazed a base hit past Tanner Reeland at third in his first at bat. Three balls, one strike, two outs, and that pitch is outside. Ball four and a two-out walk issued to Colton Meyer. That'll bring catcher Alex Welly to the plate. And Alex taking off those shin pads and talking to his bat a little bit, telling the bat, you might see a lot of pitches. You might get a lot of foul balls. And Alex is saying, I want one that's bare.
The future of Cold Spring is just salivating right now. The children of town are just, he's back up!
They're coming out of the alleys.
Seriously, they got quarters waiting for him in the gumball machines around town for the amount of deposits this guy made his last trip up.
Colton Meyer leads from first. Nolan Sand will hold him there as Ty Reller picks up that sign from Joe Stangler.
And all that to strike out looking, Randy.
Yeah, I know. And the first pitch to Willie, inside a ball, 1-0.
And you're allowed to be fooled. You know, there's nothing, no shame in that by any means. But you fouled off everything the guy had, and then he fools you on one.
Yeah. 1-0 the count to Alex. Alex, the player manager. There's a strike right down the middle and 1-1.
I hated that personally. I wrote myself in the lineup maybe twice. Mm-hmm. Couldn't stand it. I thought I had too much to worry about as a manager. Yourself? Were you a big fan of that?
No, never was a fan of that either. Inside the pitch and two balls and a strike.
Because when you're 0 for 3 and you're thinking about how to not be 0 for 3 anymore,
right?
How to be 1 for 4, you're losing concentration on what are we doing next? Where should I play the first baseman here? What are we doing on a double play ball?
Well, he fouls it off at the plate in the count 2-2.
Yeah. Well, he what? Fouled it off?
He fouled it off. Right. Two balls, two strikes. But, you know, some guys can handle that.
Absolutely.
Other guys, we agonized over it.
Some guys, it's riding a bike out there, you know, I manage, and I hit the snot out of the ball.
And Welly, a ground ball to Reeland at third. Tanner up with that two-hop shot and over to first. 5-3 on the putout. That'll do it for the Grovers in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. 2.5. No score. Meyer Grove and New Munich. We're back in a minute on KASM.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish back in Cold Spring as we make our way to the bottom of the third inning. And New Munich set to send Jacob Hinnenkamp, their number 9 hitter, to the plate, followed by Carter Beer and Hunter Rademacher. 9-1-2 hitters for the Silver Streaks, no score. New Munich still looking for that first hit off of Matt Imdick.
We've seen, you start the day with Leaser and you get Scott Leaser, and then for Spring Hill, just a great pitching performance as well from Reverman, and then we get Reed Funnenstein, and then all of a sudden now for the afternoon or the third game of the day, Randy, we're getting Reller Imdick. It's been some pitching thus far in the tournament.
Yes, indeed. Hinnenkamp wants to drag one down that third baseline and bunts through it. Count a ball and a strike to Jacob Hinnenkamp, the center fielder for New Munich. Pitch outside from Matt Imdick. And the count, 1-2.
No wasted movement from Matt, huh?
He's not
going anywhere.
Just very methodical. A fly ball to right field, coming hard. And making the catch in foul ground is right fielder Andrew Welly.
So the base ump there points that it's foul and that he caught it.
Okay.
As an umpire in your day.
Yep.
Why? To let him know that it was a foul ball catch. Is that for like a press box
There's nobody on the base paths. I don't know why it would make.
But did you see him point?
If it's just habit, here's a ground ball to first, Colton Meyer. Down on the ground to get it, and you pick it up, run it to the bag.
Got a lot of man at first base each way, huh?
Absolutely.
Sand and Meyer?
Yep.
You get Machinsky last game.
And here's Hunter Rademacher. Well, that's a power position. You look at a lot of those guys, they're big power hitters. I think that's pretty much the case at any level.
Yeah. To
play baseball.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, that's where you're traditionally got a big bat over there.
Yep. Here's Hunter Rademacher at the plate. The first pitch and ball. Now Hunter swings and misses. Strike one. 1-1, the count. Two hits so far for Meyer Grove. Nothing for the Silver Streaks. And Rademacher pops this one up foul and out of play. The count at 1-2. 1-2. Will Funk on deck. Wow.
Methodical.
Yeah, indeed. Here's a little pop-up shallow center field. Back on the grass is the shortstop, Jordan Klopach, to make the catch for the out. I mean, there was a lot of mind game going on in that Matt Imdick delivery, and it has to work on a hitter.
Well, you're sitting there, Randy, and we talked about Anthony Reverman earlier.
Wait. Yeah.
wait, be quick. So that's what Imdick did, and he got the soft pop-up.
No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on for New Munich. Three in the books. New Munich and Meyer Grove scoreless. We're back with the fourth in a minute.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Hey, welcome back. Boy, Kirby, that intro almost reminds me of NFL football.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The football season not far away, but we've got a lot of amateur baseball to bring you in the next month with regions and state tournament baseball at the plate for Meyer Grove. Jordan Klopach here in the fourth inning. Count of two balls and a strike to Jordan. Ty Reller on the mound paints the corner on the plate there. And a breaking ball strike in 2-2. Jordan Klopach, Kurt Marthaler, and Josh Relke in the fourth. Here's a single up the middle by Jordan Klopach. Nothing fancy there, just putting the bat on the baseball and punching it where there's open ground.
Meyer Grove way, you said. They'll single you.
Didn't you
say there was a game this year they had, or was that last year, they had like 23 singles or
Absolutely.
Something?
Absolutely, yeah.
23 hits, all singles.
Going to bring Kurt Marthaler to the plate. Kurt, the DH, walked in his first at-bat this afternoon.
Jordan, top hand time?
Yep. There is. Marthaler puts the bunt down. Ty Reller fields it in the air, throwing to first, the double play as Ty Reller popped off the mound so quick there. And, you know, again, Jordan Klopach goes going like it was a steal, like a hit and run. And he's got to wait for that ball to be down, right?
Well, I mean, your initial indication, Randy, would be that somebody missed a sign.
Yeah.
Or the fact that, yeah, you get a good secondary, but just because it was bunted doesn't mean that it was bunted on the ground. You got to stay put, make sure it's down. Otherwise, you're going to get doubled up, and that's exactly what Jordan did. So two quick ones. You give up the single and then get two on one popped up bunt.
Josh Relke, 1-for-1 today, had a single in his first two pitches. Ball one, ball two, and Ty Reller working from behind to Relke with two outs. Relke will pop this one up, falling out of play, and the count 2-1.
2-1 the count. Josh slashed a single his first time up. Punching 1-2 right field.
Relke has played baseball for Lake Henry and now with Meyer Grove.
You were talking earlier about guys who threw a lot. We faced this guy a lot. When I was in Richmond, we faced this guy a ton in Lake Henry. Relke, he was one of those, Neat Field would be in college, or Johnny Leeser's arm would be down, or one way or another, they just always threw Relke.
Relke would throw. Fouled out of play, the count, two balls, two strikes to Josh. Here's a ground ball to second. The one-hopper fielded by Caden Sand. Over to first. 4-3 in the putout. That'll do it for the Grovers in the fourth. No runs, a hit, no errors, no one left on base. We have played 3.5. No score. New Munich and Meyer Grove. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Planning your next big project? Contact Liberty Electric for all of your electric needs. We're a full-service 24-hour electrical contractor licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If you need commercial, residential, agricultural, restoration, maintenance, or emergency services, Contact Liberty Electric at 320-548-3775. You can see some of our outstanding work we've done online at libertyelectricco.com. Best of luck to all the teams from Liberty Electric in Farming. Stop by Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring on your way home from the ballgame this weekend. Shady's has a fantastic menu to bed down your hunger and a full bar to quench your thirst. Be sure to like Shady's Long Shots on Facebook to stay in the know on their Music by the Lake concert series. Live music on the patio this Saturday and Sunday for your entertainment. Come by land or pull up your vessel by sea and tie up to one of Shady's spacious docking slips. Best of luck to the Richmond Royals and the Cold Spring Rockies from everyone at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring.
To the bottom of the fourth inning, Will Funk. He'll lead it off for New Munich. Funk, Ty Reller, and Joe Stengler facing Matt Imdick on the mound. Will Funk, ground ball to third. Relke down on the ball, throws to first, and 5-3 in the putout of Will.
It's funny what an error will do to a guy, Randy. Before, we saw Josh anticipating the ball coming up, and it stayed down on him this time. Kind of overcorrect yourself right there. Get that glove way down on the ground and pick it up and throw him out.
He wanted to be sure of his throw that time, that's for sure. Here's Ty Reller. And the pitch to Ty inside from Matt. And the count, one ball, no strikes.
We're in Cold Spring. We got another one yet tonight. St. Martin and Luxembourg coming up after the Meyer Grove New Munich game. And the winner's going to have a state tournament berth.
Ty Reller says enough of this. And he singles up the middle, the first hit off of Matt Imdick this afternoon for New Munich.
Solid knock right there by Reller. It's just that quick short to it swing right there. He smacked it right to center.
So one down, one on.
Keep an eye on him over there. He's not putting a jacket on like it's 1982, like an old school pitcher, Randy. He's ready to play ball over there.
Matt Imdick on the mound will work from the stretch. And this pitch on the way, breaking ball to Joe Stengler, a called strike and 0-1. Gosh, Kirby, you date me. 1982, I was like 2 years out of high school already.
And if you were pitching and on base, would you put a jacket on?
Yeah, back in the day they did that. Yeah, pitch outside to Joe and the count, one ball, one strike. Yeah, that always made the game a little longer because if your pitcher got on, you would run the jacket out to him and they'd have to snap it up. And, yeah.
When I was a kid, I remember going to some games where they'd keep their hat in their back pocket.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd throw the batting helmet off.
Yep.
And then it was like almost a motion.
Because you maybe had one or two helmets at the most for each team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have that kind of money to have five helmets. What are you kidding me?
Right.
So throw it back to the dugout and you'd run the pads with your hat on.
There's a check swing by Joe Stengler. Throw back to first base and Colton Meyer has to quickly race into foul ground to grab Alex Welly's throw.
That throw's on the money, though. Reller might be going to the dugout there.
Yes, he would be. Two balls and a strike to Joe Stengler. Yeah, or back in the day, those helmets, they were like a couple sizes. Here's going on the play is Reller, and he's going to go into second base standing up. Alex Welly, I don't know, for whatever reason, couldn't get a grip on the baseball. And so give Reller a stolen base.
I told you, he's not just sitting out there going station to station. He's going to bring the game to him. Weller just couldn't get that one out of the paw.
Joe Stengler takes a strike called as Joe thought that was more under his armpits than anything. But he's called back to home plate by the umpire, and now the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Throw back to second, and nobody was covering second, so when Matt spun, he had to throw it to Klopak at short, who was over by shortstop.
Basically, it's just a spin off the mound and playing catch with the shortstop.
Okay, which guy do I throw it to? There's another pickoff, and Reller is picked off. Wow.
Well, you set him up with, you threw it there before, and then the shortstop was sneaking behind. Ty was, I'm assuming, made aware that where the – the shortstop was quick move by Imdick, and he punches him out.
So picked off there, Ty Reller. Now Joe Stengler at the plate with two outs and nobody on the count at two balls, two strikes to Joe.
Ooh, that was an awfully late stoppage right there. I think I got 3-2. Yeah, it is 3-2.
It was an earlier So the home plate umpire allowing that time there. And Matt Imdick kicks and delivers, and Joe Stengler just chops this one foul by his dugout over at third base, or by the Grover's dugout, and the count's still at 3-2.
That time call, I think Matt, who doesn't really get worked up, I think that one kind of bugged him a little bit. He was basically about right here. Oh, here we go. Pumping it up.
Matt Imdick, slow release. Stengler swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for Nemunik here in the fourth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played four in Cold Spring. No score. Nemunik and Meyer Grove, we're back in a minute on KASM.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows, available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.